Here's a thought I'll title, How Our Equipment Sees the World. And the premise of this idea is that the equipment affects the way we see the world. For example, cameras record a specific aspect ratio. And in my film days, the only way to change that aspect ratio was to buy a whole new camera system. So you could have a square aspect ratio with a Hasselblad, but if you wanted a rectangular aspect ratio, you either had to crop out of the square or buy a 35mm camera. The same thing happens with digital cameras. Every sensor has a defined aspect ratio. We can ignore some of those pixels by essentially cropping them out, but the cameras record a specific aspect ratio that we do not see ourselves. Matter of fact, have you ever considered that what you see is roughly a fuzzy oval? If you take your hand and hold it out in front of you, or better yet, if you can do this on a chalkboard or a magic marker board or something, draw the shape that you see in your peripheral vision while not moving your eyes at all. You'll find it's an oval. And as far as I know, there are no cameras that record an oval. Not only that, but the edge of the oval that we see is fuzzy. It's not in perfect focus because it's way on the periphery of our vision. A perfect camera that was meant to simulate human vision would record an oval-shaped image that was not very sharp on the edges. But of course, none of us make those. Well, I suppose it can be done in Photoshop, but there aren't any cameras that will record that way. And that's just one aspect of how cameras influence the way we see. When it comes to exposure, or the optics of leading lines and perspective, or the rectilinear or tilt of the horizon, and the focal length of the lens we use, all come to mind as ways that the camera influences what we see in the world. If we were true to our vision, our images would look completely different than they do. There are some photographers who have tried to simulate that with things like jigsaw images or heavy vignettes or even long aspect ratio images like panorama 2:1 or that kind of thing. I can't go so far as to say that if we made our images that mirror our human vision that they would be better images. But I think it is worth just taking a moment to understand how much the equipment we use dictates how we see the world, or at least how we interpret what we see in the world through the photographs that we make, and that all of those choices that the camera makes are choices that we can easily enough override. Simple things like Dutch angles or exposure bias, or purposeful vignetting. Those are all under our control. Probably the most difficult one for us to affect directly are the leading lines of optical perspective, because in that aspect, the camera does, or the lens, does pretty well simulate how we see three-dimensionally. Just for fun, here's a little project that can illustrate this point. Spend an hour or a half a day purposefully making images that do not follow the ways that the camera pushes us to see the world. Make images that are not rectilinear or not quadrilaterals. Make images that have a heavy vignette. And by the way, the vignette doesn't have to be on all four corners of the image. You can do anything you want. Purposefully employ radical exposure variances, like make really dark key images or really high key images. Doing so for a half a day might end up with some really silly, trite compositions. But then again, it might open the door to something you'd never thought of because it's so easy to pick up the camera and use it the way camera manufacturers have built into the tool, and those don't always match how we respond to the world with our human eyes.
Copyright 2024. Lenswork Publishing.